It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This week, 75 young African-American men are taking part in the 7th annual Black Male Leadership Development Institute at Robert Morris University in partnership with the Urban League of Pittsburgh. Rex Crawley, Assistant Dean of the University's School of Communication and Information Systems, is also co-director of the Institute. He joins us by phone to tell us how the Institute is training the next generation of leaders. Rex Crawley, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us on the show.
Tell us how this program got started.
Interestingly, the BMLDI really started as a brainchild of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, and they were interested in hosting a one-day leadership summit and were looking for a place to host it, and so they contacted Duquesne University. As a part of their luncheon, they invited area leaders to come and participate in the summit. So I was invited with new president then, DeLomo. We went to the luncheon and we sat there and we thought, wow, this was a powerful experience, but how much more powerful would it be if we could get these kids on campus and allow them to stay in a residence hall and experience college experience and really spend some substantive time with them? So that's really how it grew. From there, we courted the Urban League and was able to convince them to pilot the program for 3 days on our campus during the summer. That was extremely successful, and we realized that we really could not transform lives in just 3 days, so we increased it the following year to 5 days. And even after 5 days, we realized we needed more time with these young men, and we ultimately wound up with a curriculum that's about a 7-day experience.
And what will these young men learn over the course of this week?
The curriculum is designed to focus specifically on leadership skills. And so oftentimes when we're selling the program and talking to parents, you can imagine that there's many needs that students in general have. And so this is not necessarily an academic program. We're not training them to be necessarily better or smarter in the classroom. But we are focused on kids who are interested in developing their leadership skills. So we spend the entire week focused on those core leadership skills that we think are critical for young African-American men to be successful in society.
You have said that there is a difference in teaching leadership skills to a young white male versus a young black male. What is the difference?
Well, when we talk about difference, we really just talk about cultural context. And so what our curriculum does is take traditional leadership principles and we apply them in the context of the African-American male experience. So I think the biggest difference is that our challenge is to always take these complex principles and say, how does this realize itself in the life of a young African-American male? So whether it's conflict management or whether it's self-identity or whether it's portrayal in terms of media or even self-esteem, our question is always, how do we make this curriculum connect to the lived experiences of African-American males, some of which are in inner cities, some of which are in suburban situations, some are in private schools, some are in public schools. And so our challenge really is to make sure that the curriculum is responsive to that African-American male experience, as diverse as it is.
And do you encourage these young men taking part in the Institute to begin getting involved with civic activities?
Without question. A part of the curriculum is service, service learning. So, for example, on Friday, we get the kids on the bus. We take them down to the Urban League Charter School, which is a elementary school, first grade through sixth grade. And they spend the week prior to Friday focused on developing presentations about anti-bullying. So they then become the mentors to the elementary kids at the Urban League Charter School. So it's a powerful experience for them. Some of them come back and say, this is the first time I really felt like someone was looking up to me. I felt like a teacher. I felt like a mentor. And so that service component is critical and one of the critical components of our leadership definition that we focus on.
Do they have political role models?
Oh, without question. So as a part of our curriculum, for example, today, Clyde Pickett, who is the special assistant to the president, at CCAC, and Chief Diversity Officer did a session called Marketing the Black Male Leader. And what he did was, first of all, introduce them to a number of African-American leaders that he just kind of put up pictures and asked the kids, do you know who these people are? And we were amazed at how many kids had no idea. We showed a picture of Marcus Garvey, and someone said it was Al Sharpton, you know. And we were shocked in terms of African-American history and leadership, the history of leadership in the African-American male experience, how little knowledge our students had. And so that was a learning point for us, that as we think about refining our curriculum, we're recognizing that a lot of this generation just is not being taught the history and the rich history of African-American male leadership.
And in Pittsburgh, we're living in a city where there are only two African-American city council members. Mm-hmm. So as far as finding role models within the city limits, who are the people that you want these young men to emulate?
Right, and that becomes the challenge for us. And so we really have not focused on politics in terms of leadership. I mean, the ones that we have focused on, for example, Judge Dwayne Woodruff is on our faculty, and he comes in and he talks about sort of law and legal, and so those are the kinds of folks that we put before them. We have, for example, Salim Gabriel, who is with the Pittsburgh Promise. So when we talk about politics, we're not really focused on the political leaders as much, because I'm looking at our faculty now, and I don't think we have any true politicians. But we have folks who obviously engage in the politics of the mind all the time.
So with the lack of political role models anyway, walking around this city, is there an even more pronounced need for this institute, especially here in Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania?
Without question, because we are in the business of producing leaders. And so obviously when we put together our faculty, if we don't have role models to put before the kids, obviously that's going to remain a gap for them. Because one of the things that we are laser focused on is making sure that these kids are exposed to some of the best minds and most prominent African-American leaders in the city. And so, again, like you said, that with only two politicians at our access, that remains a gap for us.
And so there is a week of intense activity and training for mm-hmm. these young men, and then they will graduate in May of 2014. So between now and then, what happens?
So we do the 7 days here at Robert Morris, and this is where we focus on the foundational leadership skills, skill-building sessions for 7 intense days. Then we move to one Saturday a month, and that's hosted at the Robert Morris Downtown Center in the Heinz Building downtown. And they come together from 8 to noon, and for those sessions, we really focus on applying the leadership skills that we introduced them to during the 7-day residency. So it's a year-long program. The kids are committed. They sign a contract of commitment. Their parents buy in and sign the contract and agree to have the kids available. And so it really becomes a powerful opportunity for them to be mentored by African-American men about topics that relate to their experience.
And do all of the young men finish this program out?
I wish we could boast 100% graduation rate, but for example, last year our cohort started, our 7-day residency was about 68 kids, and 52 completed the year-long program. So we have a pretty good track record, but we're not at 100% yet. And you can imagine African-American high school guys who we're competing with basketball practice and football practice and track and band and everything else you can imagine that happens on Saturday morning. So some kids do the 7-day residency, and based on their extracurricular schedules, they're just not available for the 7-day. They just can't make the full commitment.
Do you see this program expanding or changing in some way in the future?
Without question, the curriculum changes every year. Our Brain Trust works diligently every year to think about what are the gaps in their experience and how we could respond to those gaps. So one of the things we're excited about this year is we're partnering with the World Affairs Council and doing a session on globalism and interacting with high school kids from around the world. And as a part of that, we're using this as a pilot because we really are interested in an international experience for a group of the graduates to be able to take them on an international experience.
And when you talk about doing that, how much does this broaden the worldview for these young men who maybe before this program, before getting involved with it, didn't think a whole lot beyond the boundaries of the neighborhoods in which they live?
Oh, it's not even measurable. We had a kid, and what really piqued our interest in international travels, we had a kid who was tapped by the World Affairs Council, and they took him to Brazil. And it was his first time actually out of Pittsburgh, first time on a plane. And this young man came back a very different person. And so we looked at that experience and said, wow, how can we replicate that for as many students as possible? So you can imagine it's costly. You can imagine the logistics in terms of planning to take kids who have never, crossed a bridge out of the country. And so that's, when we look at the transformative nature of international travel, when I was in college, I studied abroad, and it changed my life. I have a PhD today because of the international experience I had in France studying there for a semester. And so I'm a witness. I tell everyone that studying abroad and having an international experience is life-changing. And we know that, and research indicates that. And so now we want to share that with our kids.
We've been talking with Rex Crawley, Assistant Dean of Robert Morris University's School of Communication and Information Systems. He is also co-director of the 7th Annual Black Male Leadership Development Institute at Robert Morris University in partnership with the Urban League of Pittsburgh. Rex Crawley, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
It was my extreme pleasure.
Coming up, a preview of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's tribute to the music of Jerry Garcia. That's next, as Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.